hope you know what an earnest is. We have the term earnest money, and that's basically where you're proving to somebody that you're really serious about a purchase. Well, earnest is like that, except much more than that. An earnest is that we know, beyond a doubt, certainly, that God is with us and is within us and is changing us and will love us no matter what we do. That earnest becomes greater in us if we open our heart more to God. That's why it's so critically important to love your brother and to love your enemy, to love the unlovely, to pray for people, to have a commemoration list. That's why I harp on it so often. I tell you it so often, because it's critically important to love people by praying for them. It's critically important, and it's hard. I can tell you honestly, there are days that it's just very hard for me to get through my prayer list. It seems kind of mechanical, but I do it, even if it seems mechanical. When you pray for people, there's a cumulative grace that occurs, both for you and for them. So this is critically important, to cultivate the earnest of the Holy Spirit, so we're not like this person who took off the wedding garment. And of course, taking off the wedding garment is taking off virtue. We were born for virtue. We were born for goodness. We were born for perfection. So we might as well be doing some of it now. Get as much of it done as you can now. The completion of the perfection of your body and soul will be in the next age. But if you wait until then, because of some kind of legalistic idea that because you're Orthodox or because you're baptized or something else, that you'll be saved, you'll lose that earnest. And you'll lose that capability of knowing God and believing Him and feeling Him.